the Son as the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I want to be able to put words in my mouth, so it will bring fruits 30 and 60 and 100. Today's gospel really is, of course, all the gospel is important, but this portion will try to focus a little bit on what do we need to do to get to the kingdom of heaven. You see, the disciples, they thought that the kingdom of heaven will be like a kingdom here on earth. So they were worried about who will be the president, who will be the vice president, who will be, you know, in big places in the kingdom, because they were thinking about earthly kingdom. And the Jews were preoccupied by having an earthly kingdom, so they will get the Romans out of Israel. But of course, our Lord Jesus Christ came not to establish a kingdom here on earth, but a kingdom in heaven. And if we forget about heaven, if we forget about God, we think about just our earthly life, and worry about our earthly life, and what we need to do to have more possessions and so on. They were so absorbed about thinking about this earthly kingdom that they were talking about it amongst themselves. And you remember the mother of John and James came one day to Jesus and told him, I want to ask you one thing. And what she was asking, that her sons would be as the right hand and the left hand of Christ in his kingdom. They were so preoccupied by the earthly kingdom that even they were talking about it, even as the Last Supper, when Jesus was already telling them about his sufferings, and he has, you know, to suffer for us. Even at that time, they forgot about the suffering of Christ, and they were so focused about themselves and that pride of having big places in the earthly kingdom. So sad that we think about ourselves, we don't think about even our earthly friends or brothers or sisters. And not only they were talking about themselves, but even they got into a dispute thinking about who will be what in the kingdom. And that's what pride does. That we think about ourselves and we don't think about anybody else. That's what is pride. And pride is a terrible, terrible sin, because it brought one angel or archangel up from heaven down to be Satan. So what did Christ say when they came to him and told him who will be great in the kingdom? What did he do? Christ was so practical. So practical. So you know, he went and brought one child like this one sitting back there, and just brought that child in the middle and start telling them, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children. We have to become as little children as when we were born to begin with. You have to be converted. It takes effort to get back to be a little child. You will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So it is a condition that we have to get back to be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. know, when we meet elderly people, maybe in their 80s or 90s, we can sense that some of their qualities turn to be like children again. So hopefully we'll live a long life, so it will be an easy transition. But in the meantime, there are things we can do to become children as of now, being in your 20s, 30s, or whatever your age is. I will try to focus about this. I hope I will not take too much time. And then he said, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humble. See, humility is completely opposite of pride. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Pay attention to those words. If you receive a little child like this in my name, you receive it. And we'll talk about this towards the end. In the Roman culture, children had no place, meaning there were no rights to protect children in the Roman culture. So the parents can do anything to the child, and nobody can tell them, what are you doing? The same thing in the Jewish culture, when they take census of men, no children were counted in the census, not even women in the Jewish culture. And Christ came and changed all of them. So, I want for 10 minutes to focus what's so special about a child. And I want you to, God willing, before we finish, to memorize 10 points. So to make it easy on you, I want you to memorize some letters, and then we'll take each letter and see what it stands for. D, F, D and F. Easy. HP computer. You know HP? Like Dell and so on, HP. So DF, HP, ST, and two no's. No, two no. The F has two of it, and the H has two of it as well. So DF, pay attention, because at the end I will ask everybody here to memorize with me. So DF, HP, ST, and two nodes. You are doing that in college. Okay, so the D stands for what? If someone upset a child, what the child would do? Would he revenge for himself? And what would he do?
Cry.
Then, what would he do? He will run to his parents, right? Somebody upset me. So he is so dependent on his parents. So the first one is becoming to be so dependent on our Heavenly Father. So dependent on him. If somebody upset you at home, at work, in the church, where would you run? Not to the priest or the bishop. Go to God directly. Of course, you can come anytime you want to talk to me. But what I'm saying is that we need to be so dependent on God, even in our daily life. Just go and talk to him. He's so easy to be reached. You don't need to make an appointment. His phone is always open. He's not busy. Dependent. So the first D is being so dependent on the Lord. F. What do you think F stands for? Yes, faith. So when a child goes to his father and asks him for something, what do you think the child believes? That his father will do it for him, right? Not because he is a good kid, but because what? His father loves him, exactly. So he has complete faith in his father. That's a child. So we need to have complete faith in our Father. When we ask Him something, we need to ask Him, we are sure He will give it to us, as long as it is along His will, of course. Like, you know, if you ask Him to fill you with your Holy Spirit, of course He will respond, because this is along His will. What else besides F? We said two for F. The first one is faith. The second one, when a child gets upset with you, or, you know, you did something to upset him, would he go to bed upset and angry, or will he forgive you? He forgive you and forgive you fully, full forgiveness. That even he will not remember what did you do to him. He will not remember it. Unless if it was abuse. But otherwise, he will just forget and forgive. So the second F is forgiveness, but complete forgiveness. Complete forgiveness. So D stands for being dependent on the Lord. F,
faithful
and full forgiveness. 3F here. Faith and full forgiveness. Okay. Then what next?
H.
Of course you will know what H stands for, don't you?
Holy.
Humble.
Humble.
Humble. Yes, I like that. Humility. Humility. Kids don't feel like they are better than others. You'll find the rich kid playing with a poor kid without thinking about it, right? Or different colors, they play with each other without even thinking about it. Boys play with girls with nothing, no big deal. So humility, they are so humble, so humble. And I need to stop for a little bit about humility here, because it's so important to be able to go to the kingdom. Do you think the kid or the child knows they are humble? Yeah, they don't. They don't know they are humble. They act as humble, but they don't know they are humble. They don't. And someone accurately described humility and said what? Listen to this. That grace, which is humility, that when you know you have it, you have lost it. So the day you know that you are humble, you are no longer. That grace that when you know you have it, you have lost it. Another say, true humility is not thinking meanly of oneself. It is simply what? Not thinking of oneself at all. You don't think about yourself, period. Not thinking bad about yourself, but you don't think about yourself, period. This is high to be able to get to that point that you just don't think about yourself, period. So, H stands for humility, big time. P.
Peaceful.
What do you think P stands for?
Peace. Peaceful. Patience.
That's good. Pure. I like that too. Pure.
Many peace.
Listen to St. Paul, what does he say? Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice, be babes. So in bad things, be babies. But in understanding, be mature. So pure. Pure. Where are we now? S. My goodness, we're doing good here. S stands for, anybody who would like to take a shot at it?
Selfless.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, it can work. How about simple? Simple. The child is so simple. It's so simple. It's not complicated. Meaning that when their father or their mother tells them something, they take it without any doubt, right? So they are so trusting, so trusting. And this, when we read the Holy Word in the Bible, we need to take it as is, so trusting, without questioning. So simple. T.
Trust.
Very good. They trust their parents fully. They trust them. Period. And because they trust them so much, they depend on them, and also they obey them. I'm talking about the little children, 4, 5, that really wonderful age. You tell them something, they take it as it is from heaven. They don't think twice. They don't question you. So T stands for trust. And then the last two, no. First one, the child, they don't envy other things, other stuff or belongings. They don't envy it. So no envy. And the last one is they don't let the sun set on their anger. They go to bed with no anger in the heart, period. They let go. They let go. They quickly forgive, even if a child upsets them, and they turn around and play with that same child. Because complete forgiveness. So no anger and no envy. So one quality that Christ focuses on, which you think is the one?
Pure.
Humility. Humility. He said, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humble himself. So humility is a big, big one for the Lord. And then pay attention to this verse. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. What does it mean? It means that Christ is putting himself like a child. All this wonderful quality that the children have, Christ has it. Don't you agree? Christ has it. He forgave even the people who crucified him. I mean, what more? And this really is the issue I want to get to towards our end here. That we have to become Christ's picture. To become Christ-like. Because he wants us to become like children. And the children have all the qualities that Christ has. And he wants us to become Christ-like. And you know what? In the kingdom, our Father will not recognize us unless if we have the picture and the face of Christ on us. It's like you bring me some money from England. Paper money. Do you think this paper money can go somewhere here, except if you take it to the bank to change it? Because I will look at it It doesn't have the face of the money I recognize here in the States. So unless if you have the face of Christ in you, Father will not recognize you in the kingdom. And you know, you remember that God created the man, make man in our image. So we were created on his image to begin with, and this is the image we have to end with, to be recognized by the Father.
Abuna, I think you forgot one. You mentioned 9, not 10. There are 2 D's.
You are paying attention here. Okay. D, F, two Fs. So the 3.
Okay, HP?
H is 2.
Okay, you mentioned 1.
Well, I increase on the 1. That humility, you remember we talked about not just being humble, but also not realizing that we are humble, not knowing. Yeah, so that's an extra edge. So would it make it 10 now?
Yes.
We're happy?
Yeah.
Good.
Now I can memorize them.
Okay, we'll get back to the, you know, before we finish, everybody will see one of those. So let me finish my point here. What St. Paul said, my children with whom I am again in labor. You know somebody in labor? How much pain they have to endure? So meaning that we have really to struggle and against this nature to become children again. There is some pain here to get back to be a child. So my children with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you. That's what St. Paul said, that Christ has to be formed in us for our Father to recognize us in heaven. That's the only way. Christ has to be formed in us. So God is giving you a few years here to live. You have to work on those 10 so you can have Christ formed in you. So when you go to the kingdom after many years, the Father will recognize you in heaven. And talking about humbleness again, so you would be happy that it's 2 and 3 and 4 in humbleness. If anyone wants to be first, he shall be what? Last of all and servant of all. Not just the last, but also serve everybody. But it is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. That's another verse. And not only a servant, listen to this verse. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be what? Slave. Slave. What's more? Christ himself, what did he do? He washes his disciples' feet. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. You will say, but this is very hard to do. You know, I was a child 50 years ago, like Nicodemus, who was 60 or so. How can be born again? You know? Nothing is impossible for God. His grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. And just remember about humbleness again. How can I be better than you if Christ who is in me is also in you? Right? Everybody you meet, they have the Holy Spirit. Maybe Christ is in them. Maybe they know the Lord. You don't know their life story. You cannot figure that you are better than them, period. even if they were sinners, maybe they will repent towards the end and they be saints towards the end of their life. So let's memorize the 10 points again. First letter is
D.
Second letter?
F.
How many for the F?
Three.
Third letter?
H.
How many for the H?
Two.
Many.
Many.
Three and four.
After H?
P.
P. S.
Then?
S.
T.
T.
No nose. Two nose.
So, D stands for? D, D.
Dependent.
Dependent.
Dependent. Depend on the Lord. F?
Faithful.
Faith.
F?
Full forgiveness.
H, of course you know H by now, very, very well.
Humility.
Humility. Humility is the grace that if you know you have it, you lost it. Okay. P.
Pure.
No malice. Pure. S.
Simple.
Simple. T.
Trust.
Trust fully. Two ends?
No envy.
Anger, no envy.
You are not taking notes. May the Lord help us to become children again, so we'll have a share in His kingdom. Glory be to God forever. Amen.